Welcome to our third section of the podcast recipe entitled Promote. I'm John Dante, Product Marketing Manager for GarageBand. Now we've learned how to sound great and how to produce a great sounding podcast, we're going to turn our focus on to actually promoting it. So joining me to do that is Pete Alcorn. And Pete is the business manager for the hugely popular iTunes podcast directory. Welcome, Pete.
Thanks, John. Good to be here.
Great. Now, before we show everyone how to get their podcast on the directory, maybe you can give us a little bit of background on it.
Sure. The podcast directory was started with iTunes 4.9 on June 28, 2005. At the time, the podcast directory had about 3,000 podcasts in it. Today, there's well north of 60,000 podcasts.
Wow.
So it's been growing like mad.
So why is that? How is it designed, and what are the things that people really, you know, really like about it?
Well, in addition to being hugely popular with the podcasters as a way to get their message out, it's also been popular with users because it's so easy to use. So let me show you a little bit about how to get there and what the basic features are.
Great.
So if you're in iTunes, I've got the library highlighted right here in the source list. Scroll down to the Music Store and click on Music Store. Here you'll bring up the standard Music Store interface. Under Inside the Music Store, there's a link called Podcasts. You click there, and you'll come to the podcast directory. So this is where users find all of these 60,000 plus podcasts.
Wow.
So let's take a little quick look around at the features of this page. At the top, there's a few items that we call splashes. These change every week, and you'll see that they rotate. There's a bunch of them there.
Right.
Then there's a group of podcasts called New and Notable. We rotate these every week to show people what's come in and what's interesting. There's some bricks down in the middle of the page. And over on the right is a list of today's top podcasts. Right. Today's top podcast shows you the podcasts that are the most popular during the past week or so.